Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy cold! Woohoo! You can wear a short, you can wear a sweater with your shorts today, or in my case, a fleece with your shorts today. So, and enjoy it. And don't, you're not allowed to wear pants on the first cold day of the year. You got to still wear shorts. That's just a rule in Florida. Talking about a guy who never wears shorts, I don't think. At least I've never seen it. Sheriff Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, joins us now. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
I need to invite you to a golf tournament, apparently, because that's what I wear when I go golfing.
I got you. All right. You just want to, you know, invite me over to show me up, I'm sure. So, okay, fair enough. I am a, I'm a fudge and mulligan bogey golfer, if you know what that means.
I know exactly what that means because I'm one, too.
I hit it straight and long every fourth or fifth hole. So, you know, that's the way it goes for me.
Well, see, for me, it's either I hit it straight or I hit it long. I can't do both.
Oh, well, you know, the problem is when it's short and not straight. Hook it in the woods. Well, no, that's great. And I love to play golf. I don't get to play very often, but I do love to play. The only thing that I had on my list for you for this week was what I'm kind of calling the mama bear bus arrest is this woman who was, I guess, upset about some of the yelling at the kids that she'd heard on a phone and got there and the bus driver was belligerent with her is kind of the allegation, but you still, you can't go on a school bus and then you got to leave when you're told to leave, right?
Yeah, correct. It's, you know, I know if you have a child on the bus and they're in danger, obviously you need to do what you have to do. But, if you're just getting in an argument with the driver, that's no bueno. And she got on the bus and was told to exit several times, never did. And then stuff happens.
Yeah, the law is, as you say, there might be certain very rare circumstances, but generally speaking, the law here is pretty clear because we just can't have, I mean, it's school property, right? The bus is school property and you can't go there without permission, basically, right?
Correct. And it's not your child on that bus. There's usually it's loaded with about 50 others. So, you know,
we're kind of losing you a little bit. I'm sorry. Can you say that last part again, Sheriff?
Yeah, I said, you know, there's like 50 other kids on that bus, too. So if you're one of their parents, how do you feel about another parent getting on that bus and yelling and screaming? I mean, it's not a good scenario.
Yeah. So she's been, what, charged? She's been released on bond. What's kind of her status now?
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure she bonded out pretty quickly.
Okay. There was no arrest of like a bus driver or anything like that. And that would seem to me more likely to be the school would investigate if there were claims of misbehavior by the bus driver, right? Oh, we lose the sheriff entirely. I'm sorry. Sheriff, are you still there, sir?
Yep, I am. I'm in a bad area of my county, unfortunately.
Well, you found the one.
Well, I mean, bad area for reception, criminal.
I know. So that would be, if there was misbehavior by the bus driver, unless it's a crime, that would just be internal to the school district, right?
Yes, that's 100% school district business. If they do break the law, obviously they come to us, and then we take care of that part as well.
Right. The I don't think there's been anything else that sort of rise to the level that we would usually talk. I mean, you always have domestic incidents, you always have, you know, speeding and stuff like that. But anything else from this last week that we need to know about?
No, actually, it's been pretty quiet. I'm telling you, we're having a run right here, and I don't want to spoil it, but yeah, it's been pretty nice.
We'll always take it. One thing I did want to ask you about, just because it came up on Friday, I had a couple of guests in here, and we were talking about homelessness and panhandling, and the observation was that there seemed to be, in the visible sense, there's far fewer visible homeless in Santa Rosa County, panhandling on corners, you know, bothering people, that kind of stuff. And, you know, one suggestion was that there are fewer services to draw them in Santa Rosa County. Another suggestion is there just are fewer in Santa Rosa County for whatever reason. But the other thing that was said was that this person thought that there was a stronger enforcement against that in Santa Rosa County. And I was going to give you a chance to talk about that if you'd like to.
Yeah, definitely. So we have a county ordinance against panhandling. and we enforce it aggressively. And that's why you don't see people on the street corners here. We do have them. They're transient. They'll come through and they'll stand on a corner and with a sign, and one of our citizens a call will respond out there, and we don't arrest them on the first time. We say, look, you're in Santa Rosa County. We have an ordinance against this. If you continue to do it, you will be arrested. And then they go elsewhere. I think it's just common sense that if you have a law and you enforce it, you know, vigorously, people are going to start obeying it.
So what does the law prohibit specifically? Do you, I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot with the verbiage or anything, but what does the law actually prohibit? Because we've had a lot of challenges in the city of Pensacola and in Escambia County, legal challenges over this stuff.
Yeah. And I don't know the exact verbiage, but it basically says that you can't ask people for money in a public place, on a public street or right-of-way, that kind of thing, a county right-of-way. You can't stand on it asking for money unless you have a permit. You always have these people, these organizations, the 501c3s, that'll come up and they'll get a permit, and then they'll stand, you know, around and have the sign or carrying the fireman's boot or something, you know, and they have a permit to do that lawfully. But you can't just get a cardboard sign and stand on a street corner in Santa Rosa County and ask for money and start, you know, knocking on people's car windows.
Okay. No, that's very interesting. And I've routinely see what I call the Bible yellers, you know, sometimes on the street corner, like Creighton and Davis or somewhere in that vicinity. And I've never seen that in like Gulf Breeze or anywhere in Santa Rosa County either. It's sort of a, you know, across the spectrum, lower level of corner accosting of whatever the nature is. So very interesting. No, that's very interesting. I'm going to talk to Sheriff Simmons about this tomorrow and just kind of get his perspective as well. But I wanted to get yours too. I'm sorry. Anything else you wanted to add to that? I don't mean to interrupt you if you were not done.
No, that's pretty much it. And I tell you what, it's our citizens know about the ordinance, and that's the eyes and ears of the sheriff's office. They'll call us and say, hey, he's standing on the corner in Gulf Breeze or whatever, and then we'll go out there and we'll fix the problem. So
very good. Well, interesting. Now that's very interesting, both for our county commission and for our sheriff. So I will convey that, and we'll see if maybe there's not a better way to do it here in Escambia County. Sheriff Bob Johnson, the sheriff in Santa Rosa County, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely. Candy now has traffic on the fives.
Taking a look around through Santa Rosa County and Gulf Breeze, it looks still showing those visibility issues after that fire at Naval Live Oaks yesterday. It's on Highway 98. A little bit better now. Still hazy, but maybe a little easier to see. It's eastbound and westbound. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're looking to get somebody to help you out with buying or selling a home, and sometimes it's both, right? I mean, it can be both. You know, typically if you sell, you're going to buy. Not always, but, you know, it's common enough. So you want somebody who really understands the market. You want them to understand the market in your price range, in the geographical area that you're looking at. You want them to understand where it's been, where it's going, what the trends are, right? And the trend at one price point in, you know, one zone might be very different from the trend at a different price point in that same place, or that same price in a different place, right? Those are all things that you've got to know. And it's not just like one big thing, the market's doing this. Well, it doesn't work that way. But Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they understand all of this. They love talking with you. They love just kind of answering questions and, you know, giving you information and perspective and helping you understand, you know, kind of what's going on, what's the right choice to make. And if you do decide to hire them as your realtor, you know, they will get you a great price on the sell side. They will get you a great price on the buy side. That's what they do. And also, maybe it's a weird thing to think of, but because it sells so many homes, 230 sold last year, which is crazy, but they know the buyer's mindset so well that makes them more effective as a buyer's agent. They know the seller's mindset so well that it makes them more effective as a buyer's agent because they can get inside the mind of the seller and present the buyer's offer in a way that will make sense to them and know what they're thinking and what little pitfalls to avoid. So just all around fantastic. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What is that smell?
Oh, Regina gave me some perfume.
You smell like a baby prostitute.
Thanks.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Morning, 822, News Radio 92.3, informative, local. It's nice outside today. Woo, this is yesterday was an open your windows in your house kind of day and just let it all air out and enjoy it, man. That's just, that's good stuff. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
More bloodshed in the Middle East after Israel's declared all-out war on the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The declaration followed that surprise attack in Israel Saturday. The death toll nearing 1,200, with thousands more injured on both sides. And the latest numbers shown on Fox News showed that about 9 Americans now have been confirmed to have been killed in the violence. United Auto Workers Union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks are now officially on strike after rejecting a tentative contract agreement over the weekend. UAW President Sean Fain said a majority of workers voted against the deal on Sunday. And a judge has now denied the reinstatement requests of two Los Angeles police officers that were apparently fired after playing Pokemon Go while on the job.
How is that a problem?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it, but you know.
Throw the ball, capture the Pokemon. That's
the,
fine.
The LAPD released dash cam video and audio of those cops ignoring a call for backup about a robbery in 2017 over the weekend. Instead, they were discussing how to catch a certain Pokemon Go character.
That's bad.
The officer said that their recording should have been dismissed in court because they were private conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Got to catch them all.
Catch them all. And now we have, apparently. So there you go, David. Thank you. You ever play Pokemon Go?
Never.
Yes.
Candy?
Yes. I mean,
I played it when it like first came out and was a thing, and I was walking downtown Pensacola, and oh, there's one.
It was fun because you would meet other people,
right,
and there was Pokestops and cat. We were a Pokestop at one point.
Oh, all right.
But yeah,
it was exciting for a good 3 days. Really, really
or
exciting
more.
For a good
it
three
is
days.
Cool though because you could play it while driving. I
don't think you were supposed
that.
To do
that's
that.
Well,
especially
law
the
change.
Police.
You don't post.
Riding. I'm sorry, riding, not driving. But anyway, I could see where the cops did bad. But yeah.
That's an outstanding backpedal.
Thank you. Yeah, not driving. Sincerely, not driving. But I could see where.
As it turns out, I was a passenger.
Along those lines.
I remember playing while I was riding.
Not to give, you know, evildoers everywhere an opportunity, but you know what you made me think of just now? What if there was an app? I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud.
Oh, yeah.
What if there were an app on your phone that There was an old game we played in high school, a role-playing game like Dungeons and Dragons, Gamerotters, all these different games, you know. And there was one called Car Wars, where you would you had cars that you would build, and then you drive them around and you'd fight against each other and machine guns and stuff. And, you know, of course, certain people always like to fantasize about what if you had, you know, what if your car were a technical, you know, what if you had a 50 on the back, whatever. What if you had a game where you could, like, your hand holds your phone and the other drivers who were part of the game are not part of the game, and you could, like, attack them with your, and they'd score damage and not, I'm not saying we ought to have this. I'm just saying, I think a lot of people would like to play this game.
Every day on the way to work.
Deploy rocket launchers. How can I be out of ammunition already?
Yeah, I just need to get to the interstate. Why are you learning to drive right now on Fairfield? You're killing me.
As my good friend Ed always says, you know all that traffic you complain about? It's you. You are the traffic.
That's right. We're the traffic.
And now you could be the traffic playing a handheld game. Passengers, clearly, only.
Simulate
rocket fire into the other. No, maybe not. It's a good idea. Okay. Candy. But you know it'd be popular, though. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I totally would. And again, just launching a couple of this. This just popped up at Grow Drive and Copter Road near the Industrial Park, showing an accident, hit run crash, but not a roadblock. Foxbriar and Grundy Street still showing an accident, but not a roadblock.
What's that intersection?
Foxfire
and Grundy?
I'm sorry, Foxbriar.
Foxbriar and Grundy? Grundy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool place. Go on.
It does sound pretty fun, doesn't it? But there is an accident. So watch for emergency crews there, but it doesn't look like it's blocking anything. And then as we take a look on Highway 98 near Naval Live Oaks, still very slow, it looks like, eastbound and westbound with some visibility issues. If you see an accident or a slowdown, certainly let us know. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, one that's more, you know, like simulated games with your neighbors friendly. No, they're not. Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Almost
they
new.
Were a Pokestop.
Oh, were they?
Yes, yes. You
could pull was it the into, Buffalo?
I don't remember. No, just the car lot itself. That was the thing, though. You could
should
be
have
like,
been the Buffalo.
Pull in here and shh, shh. Well, that's not how it worked. It was an area.
Fine.
Sorry. You okay. Go, Frontier.
No, it's interesting. I don't know if they are today.
I don't know. I haven't played it in a while.
But what you can do, whether you're looking for Pokemon or not, what you can do is go by Frontier and look for a good quality, almost new car. Cars that are a year, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. And whenever you look at a car, they're going to give you a price sheet, and then they're going to give you a Carfax, tells you the vehicle repair history for that car, service history, to the degree that the people doing the service reported it. Okay, so it's not a 100% thing. In fact, I still always recommend that you should go to a used, you get a used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. It's worth the price. For peace of mind. But if you're going to somebody's like a corner lot and they don't give you a Facebook Marketplace or whatever, they don't give you a Carfax, that's fine. Contact Frontier, get the VIN, and they'll give you a Carfax. No problem. Easy. No charge. You say, why would they do that? Because they can. Because they just want to help. Make sure that, you know, whatever you're buying, you know what you're buying. That's it. Does that benefit them? I mean, maybe goodwill or something, but it doesn't, you know, they don't get anything out of it, but they can do it, and it's easy to serve. So when I say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, the Pokemon mean that.
They do. Also, you don't have a break here.
Why not?
Because you don't. I know. But seriously, Pokemon, like, it did bring people together. Like, when you would walk downtown and you would meet other people.
You know,
but I do get it. Like, I would have to be somewhere, like, at a remote, and it's like, can I stop at the church and get a Pokemon?
What would be cool, not to Kristen Welker you or anything, but you know what would be cool is if, like, the host knew the format for the show. Can you imagine what that would be like? Would that be, that'd be
hey, not my problem.
Bizarre. 437
Excuse me.
20. Oh, you're going to hate me for this, Candy.
Well, that's not
you know, that's not the first time for this, but
today.
I came across an expression that I had never seen this before. And so here goes. You ready for this? Do I have time to read this all? Maybe I don't. We all have those places where we feel most inspired, content, most alive. For me, it's Teton County. I'm reading you an article. It's from NPR. That stretch of high plains and higher mountains that extends from the southeasternmost corner of Idaho and into Wyoming. I spent a lifetime watching the sunrise and set over the Teton Mountains, but a couple of summers ago, I watched those same sunrises and sunsets with dread. Wildfires from as far as Oregon had blown so much smoke into the valley that you couldn't make out the tops of the mountains. And the sun was an electric orange fireball, the most stark kind of warning that things on this earth are not as they should be. I felt sick. Not just because of the smoke that seeped out into our clothes and into our lungs, but because of what it meant. I had understood the effects of climate change from an intellectual level for a very long time, but this was the first time I felt it in a much deeper, more personal way. The experts call this climate grief. Mike, if you want to call in sick from climate grief, do so today.
Fox News. Chris Foster. 9 Americans are confirmed to have been killed in attacks in Israel. The Israeli government's ordered a complete siege of the Gaza Strip as part of its war with Hamas militants launching attacks from the air and on the ground since Saturday.
There are tanks and armored vehicles preparing to enter the Gaza Strip. They are simply waiting for the order to start the ground invasion. Hamas and Islamic Jihad launching more rockets toward major population centers, including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. We're also getting new numbers about what took place this weekend and how many people were slaughtered. Israeli media reporting that 800 civilians and soldiers were killed in that initial cross-border attack. Dozens taken captive back into the Gaza Strip, where they're currently being held beneath Gaza.
Fox's Trey Yingst in southern Israel. The Pentagon's moving assets into the region. Israel's military says 3,000 reservists are being mobilized. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, 55 degrees, partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola, and expect some delays on Highway 98 today. The city of Gulf Breeze says it's very hazy there because of the big brush fires. There's a video posted on the News Radio Facebook page, and we'll get more on that with Candy in a couple of minutes. A Century man facing charges for allegedly assaulting his own mother during a custody dispute recently. Deputies say 26-year-old Joshua Devon Tyus went to his mother's home near Century on Highway 4A and kicked the door open, then struck his mother several times. He's also accused of shoving another woman in the home to the ground when she attempted to intervene. Deputies say this incident stemmed from a custody dispute involving children that were at the house. Tyus is charged with battery on a person 65 or older, burglary, and criminal mischief. He remains in the Escambia County Jail after his bond from a previous case was revoked. Congressman Matt Gaetz says he does not have plans to run for governor. That's what Gaetz said recently. Of course, rumors have been going around saying he may potentially be a candidate in 2026. Gaetz says he's exactly where he's supposed to be, in Washington, doing the work he's supposed to be doing. He tells WEAR that he is deeply committed to his work in Congress. A man was arrested over the weekend for allegedly holding a woman and a child hostage with a firearm. This happened at a home on Beeman Avenue on Saturday. That incident reported after the woman arrived at the sheriff's office and said she just escaped from that home and the child was still there. Sheriff's office SWAT team responded to the house, ultimately convinced 26-year-old Jerry Foster to release the child and to surrender. Foster is now being held without bond on aggravated assault, kidnapping, false imprisonment, and obstruction of justice charges. Another group of Starlink satellites now orbiting the Earth after a SpaceX launch in California.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff.
SpaceX conducting that successful Falcon 9 rocket launch from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California's Central Coast this morning. The payload was 21 Starlink satellites, and this particular rocket was being flown in its 14th mission this morning. A Florida-based rescue organization now planning a mission to help evacuate Americans stuck in Israel after the conflict that began on Saturday.
We know of multiple American hostages that are being held by Hamas.
That is Project Dynamo founder and CEO Brian Stern. He says they know about the threats and dangers of going into a war zone, but they're planning to go in and help Americans that are unable to get home on their own. If you have a relative in Israel that you believe is in danger, Stern says you should contact both Project Dynamo and the U.S. State Department. Governor Ron DeSantis, another Florida lawmaker, showing their support for Israel after everything that started over the weekend. DeSantis tweeting yesterday, calling Hamas a terrorist group. Senator Marco Rubio says we need to support Israel because it's in America's national interest that Iranian-backed Hamas is defeated. And Senator Rick Scott says it's a wake-up call to President Biden that Iran needs to be treated as a terrorist state. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
It's brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Ask for Fresh from Florida by name and look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo at local grocery stores near you. Join the Fresh from Florida Club at freshfromflorida.com. And it looks like the visibility issues have gotten maybe just a little bit better through Naval Live Oaks. It doesn't seem as much of a slowdown right now. And it looks like everything else is running smoothly. Again, a little holiday light for Indigenous Peoples Day. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a nice day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures near 78 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. We're going to be warming up as we go into Tuesday with a high near 83. Mostly cloudy skies. Low Tuesday night near 68 degrees. 70% chance of rain on Wednesday with a high near 73. Wednesday night temperatures dropping near 64. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And we are starting to see those temperatures warm up a little bit this morning. We've got 59 degrees right now in Pensacola, 59 in Gulf Breeze, and 52 in Milton.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's the last month to bring out a blanket and lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Crosstown, playing a little bit of everything, including classic rock and blues. Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Crosstown.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Your money now. Good morning. Well, a lot of banks are closed today for Indigenous Peoples and Columbus Day, but the stock market is open and starting the week with a little bit of a drop. The Dow's down 2253 today at 33,385.05. S&P 500 down 1574 at 4292.76. NASDAQ down 132.17 this morning at 13,297.64. Our 10-year bond rate, well, that's actually not showing this morning, but our gold prices are up $13.50 at $18.5870. Silver price is up slightly at $21.78. And crypto prices this morning, big drop for Bitcoin, down 437.08 at 27,469.08. Well, most of West Maui, except for Lahaina, is now officially starting to reopen for tourism after those devastating wildfires. Tourism officially reopened on Sunday, 2 months after the fires that destroyed hundreds of homes and killed a total of 98 people. The reopening happening in phases with mostly hotels and resorts opening for now. Several major U.S. airlines are canceling flights to Israel because of the ongoing conflict that started over the weekend. American, United, and Delta all canceling weekend flights to Tel Aviv from major U.S. cities. A spokesperson for Delta says they're planning to work with the U.S. government to assist with the safe return of any Americans that want to get home. And UAW union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks are set to go on strike today. They've rejected a tentative contract agreement. In a letter yesterday, UAW President Sean Fain said the workers voted against the deal, which included a 19% pay raise. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today's question is another one where I approach this with a little bit of trepidation because it's a passion of mine. I don't know that it's going to be a passion for everybody's necessarily, but the question is, today is National Moldy Cheese Day. So the question is, do you like stinky moldy cheese? If so, what kind? And go ahead and share, 437-1620, because I think that there are some people who really... I don't know, God didn't bless them with mature enough taste buds or whatever, but they don't like, you know, they like mild cheddar, you know? Like, if it's American, that's a win. You know, like, you sure, know, the most taste-free variety of cheese is gonna be the one to appeal to you. And look, if that's you, I love you. I love you. Not the same, but I do love you still, nevertheless. So 437-1620. But, you know, if like a wine spritzer to accompany your mild cheddar cheese is like hot times in the city. I'm just saying, you know, 437-1620.
Big city eating.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm not saying
the
cheese
whiz. I speak
on behalf
of everybody that would go to those galas. Yeah.
Okay.
And just the best.
So 437-1620. Candy, are you a moldy, stinky, nasty cheese eater?
Oh, I hate you say it like that, but yes. I love blue cheese. I could just sit in and eat it out of the, I will get it and eat it by myself. And when I order wings.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
When I, it's not a secret because I'm saying it out loud, but it's to everybody. When I go to these like receptions or events or like the chamber thing, and I see and they've got, you know, scone, they got croissants, they got muffins, they got grapes and watermelon. I'm always looking for two things. I'm looking for the like prosciutto salami tray.
Yeah, right.
And the blue cheese pile. Because the blue cheese pile is going to be smaller after I get to it.
Absolutely. No, me too. Darren is just disgusted by me. But
oh,
like, I'll
really?
Get like one of those things, not just the wedge. I'll do the crumbles.
Oh,
and if we
don't
do wings now because we were trying to be healthier.
Sorry.
Although, same, man. This is why I'm grouchy all the time, man. You wonder why I'm so angry in the morning because of this stupid healthy diet stuff. But anyway, I would get those little blue cheese cups and just, like, I'll drink them. I know I'm disgusting.
That's all right.
That explains my weight. But God, I love it. I love it so much.
No, blue cheese is my... Actually, I have a cousin who every year for my birthday, she buys me from this place in Oregon that we discovered when we lived there.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Rogue Creamery. And it's...
Make a blue cheese?
Oh, yeah. No, they make several. Lots of different blue cheeses. And she always sends me the sampler pack or whatever. And
nice.
I was like, oh, man. And I just enjoy that for forever. And I eat a little slice at a time to maximize the taste because it's so expensive.
Oh, I didn't know
but
that
it's
you were
so
a blue
good.
Cheese. I'll have to bring some in tomorrow.
No, I got
to. We won't
it's
use
okay.
the restroom
I'm not begging for more. I'm just saying that it is one of my favorite things. In the, a little
no, I'm saying I need
that.
An excuse to eat blue cheese. And if it's tomorrow on the air.
Oh, then
air,
blame
then
me for sure.
Yeah, I will.
437-1620.
A nice text.
If a cheese smells like a foot, it'll have my teeth marks in it.
I know, right? And that's so awful.
That's,
but I get
that.
It. Yes.
That is a great expression. That's fantastic. Somebody here says blue cheese and feta cheese are awesome.
Yes.
No, I agree. And
feta
by
the
way,
same way.
It's not meant to be a challenge or a dare. I'm just, if you like, for example, blue cheese, okay, and you've never tried, I hate to send you down this path because you'll never come back, but if you've never tried like expensive, like really flavorful, it'll be like how some people think they like beer and they've just never tried, you know, like an IPA. And not everybody likes IPAs.
No,
but there
likes
are some
IPAs.
People who they've been drinking beer their whole lives and they're like an IPA. And like, why have you been keeping this secret from me? Same thing. Because like the cheap blue cheese tastes one way. It's fine. It's good. But when you like waste a bunch of money at like Four Winds on blue cheese,
gosh.
What you get is worth getting.
I wasn't allowed in there for
4, 3, 7
years because I would spend so much on cheese.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody says, yes, blue cheese. Someone says, I love blue cheese, Roquefort and feta. Absolutely. Blue cheese is great, and it's a must for the Caesar salad. Blue cheese or Gouda on a salad. Yeah,
that's an
interesting cross mix there. Somebody says it's gross, but it's good. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, when you can
it's covered in mold.
When you can look at the pock marks, I don't know what they're called, the pockets, and you can see the hairy mold growing in there. Oh, that's just happy times right there. Because you know that's going to be vivid flavor. You just know it is. But I will tell you also, I learned something over the weekend very painfully. My son likes blue cheese on a burger, you know, which is.
Oh, that's delicious.
Takes after his dad.
Yeah.
But I had bought. And here, you know, if you're just putting it out on the grill, it doesn't need to be the expensive cheese. It can be the cheap old little, you know, buck or two kind of stuff. And I had bought some, and I like the snack. So it was not good. It had turned from blue cheese to moldy cheese.
Isn't that the worst?
And you're like, how can that be true?
It's
nasty.
Hey, while you're in the bathroom, I rotted. And what are you supposed to do? I mean, you're just stuck. That happens to me all the time. So that's why I have to eat it all.
Yeah, that's the good point. Yes, defensive eating is what that is.
It is defensive eating.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. Here, let me change my cheese screen to... No, I don't have a cheese screen. I wish I... We need a cheese screen. I know, we need a cheese screen.
Magic ideas coming up today.
I'm saying, man, that app that'll kill us all by mistake when driving and a cheese screen. Grow Drive and Copter Road near the Industrial Park showing an accident this morning, but it looks like it's been moved off to the side. Davis and Atwood showing an accident as well, but also not a roadblock. And I'm not showing any slowdowns right now. 98 a little easier to get through after the visibility issues this morning. This brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's K-N-O-X. Knox knocks them out. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, a weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet, the water pressure, the water temperature is not adequate. Any of these things are, you know, not good. They will not fix themselves, but you can fix them if you call Barberry Plumbing. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. 437-1620 is my phone number. We're talking about blue cheese, stinky cheese. Lots of people texting in here. Do you like it or not? I haven't had too many no's just yet, which is kind of interesting. I figured that my wife would be 100% no. She doesn't like it at all. She likes cheddar and only cheddar and cheddar and only cheddar and cheddar.
And I love cheddar.
And mozzarella. Mozzarella's fine with her.
I love mozzarella, yeah.
But no exotic cheese. She's not so sure about Asiago, you know? That seems a little bit much for her.
Yeah,
that's a little
bit of a Parmesan blend. That's right. Delicious, yeah.
Somebody here says the blue cheese wedge at Meguiar's is amazing.
Amazing.
That is very good. Not to be confused with the blue cheese wedgie, which... Did you see the water
Paris.
Park wedgie story? Oh my God!
She's really hurt.
I'm not gonna say anymore. If you saw it, you saw it. Somebody has veins. Oh, they're called veins. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much.
And the cheese, yeah.
Gorgonzola is awesome. How can you determine if blue cheese has gone bad? When you taste it, you'll know the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different. I mean, it's like sour cream versus sour cream that's gone bad. You know.
Yes.
You will not wonder. You will not wonder if the blue cheese has gone bad. 437-1620, buttermilk blue is the best. Oh, I'm not familiar with that. Somebody says that this is Maytag blue is nice and pretty easily available for shipping. Local informative charcuterie. Somebody here says they knew there was a reason why Candy's one of my favorite people. We should have a blue cheese party.
I would love that.
Oh, and what? Meguiar's doesn't have Blue Angel chips anymore, the blue cheese chips?
They don't?
Yeah, like what? That's why you... You get a burger at Meguiar's to get the blue cheese chips, right?
They don't have it?
I don't know. We have a very reliable source telling me this. A good friend. She says she almost cried.
I'll get to the bottom of that.
Sorry. Let's find out. I find that hard to imagine. Maybe because of the price of blue cheese. But that was the point. That was blue cheese with some potatoes on the side,
yeah,
right?
They weren't cheap anyway. I'd pay extra.
Right, yeah. Let's see. Somebody says ham, banana peppers, and feta cheese on a pizza. The feta makes sauce. Oh, feta on pizza is really fantastic. No,
yeah,
that's true.
Who knew?
Blue cheese and anchovy pizza. I'm not with you, but I'm with you in spirit.
I'm with you, bud.
Would you eat that?
Yes.
Well, I'll try most anything.
I've never tried
one time.
Anchovies, but you know, I've stopped turning my nose up at stuff.
Small amounts of anchovy go into salad niçoise.
It's very good, and Caesar salad, sure.
Right, for sure. So, okay, you know, and look, there are strong palate people and. I don't mean to be pejorative. Weak palate people, mild palate people, tasteless palate people, light beer people. You know, and you go across the range, right? Across the spectrum, you have like your IPAs versus your light beer, or you have your Cabernet versus your whatever see-through rosé you drink. Or, you know, when it comes to cheese, right? Same. I mean, I think some people like the robust flavors and some people do not. And that's okay if you don't. I mean, I don't want you eating something you don't enjoy. God, how awful would that be? 437-1620. But yeah, blue cheese is great. It's Moldy Cheese Day. Celebrate.
It is. Let's celebrate.
Oh, I have something to give away.
I do.
I have more. We have, you know, sometimes on these FSU giveaways, we have more than one per day.
Okay, hold on. Let me double check.
You verifying me?
Yes, sure. Because one time. Okay. I know.
But we do, right? Two?
Hold on.
7:30 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. See how I'm right on time? At 8:50?
Oh, yeah. You sure do. We still have more FSU tickets.
So here you go. FSU versus Syracuse this weekend. Be caller number, I don't know, 53?
No.
How about two?
Caller number two.
437-1620. You win a pair of tickets to go watch FSU play the Orange this weekend.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
This year's WSRE Wine and Food Classic will pay tribute to the legendary chefs of PBS and celebrate rising stars like the final three from The Great American Recipe. Now's the time to get your tickets for a legendary dinner in the WSRE Amos Studio on October 14th and for the 33rd annual Walkabout Tasting on October 21st at the SCI Building in downtown Pensacola. Go to WSRE.org for tickets and event details.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of FUFU Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at FUFUFest.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Get away from that thing!
Stop, don't, come back.
Jarrett brings him back to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers out to his left, far side of the field. He's going to look that direction. Doesn't see anything. Then he does fire it up towards the end zone. Wide open touchdown, Argos. And the Argos draw first blood. And this one, Jacoby Quillen with a touchdown catch. So that brings up a second and 12 from the 13. They can't get a first down. Down at the one. Jared back to pass, fires the middle, got KJ Franklin, touchdown, Argos, he takes the big pop, but that's after he was already in the end zone, and he's doing the gritty. Just even let Pee-wee run it out of the, we used to run a lot of design quarterback runs, they do it here, into the end zone, Argos score again, touchdown from 1 yard out of.
Yeah, blowout again, Shorter, absolutely demolished Shorter in the end, it was 42-2, and here I don't want to give this away too much, because they only scored one touchdown about 12 minutes or so into the first quarter.
Man comes in motion, and then goes back from whence he came, Brown will pull it. He's rolling out to his right. He's looking down the field, throws. He's got a man in the end zone. Touchdown shorter.
But they went into the break, and Will Kennedy had to come back and say, not even that.
We're back with you, and we got to clean it up here because the score is 7-3. Argos are on top. Apparently what we thought was a touchdown pass was out of bounds. It looked like they just came right out and kicked an extra point, but that was a field goal. And that is the short explanation for the long and winding story of how we are 7-3.
Yeah, I mean, when you're trying to look, it's the job that Will Kennedy and coach do is just impressive because, you know, when you're not working at like an NFL game, you're not working at an NCAA Division I game, you know, you don't have a lot of like support information. It's hard to know what's going on. And it's very easy to understand how you could think if they're down in the end zone and they look like they made a catch and, you know, it looks like they run out to kick the point after when in fact they ran out to kick the field goal. It can be confusing. And so he came back and explained that they had to go -4 on the points on the scoreboard. So Shorter went from being 7-7 to being 7-3. And that's all they scored the whole game. UWF just completely routed Shorter over the weekend. The defense is crazy, crazy good this year for UWF. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And the only thing we're watching is Groen Copter near the industrial park. It looks like an accident, but it also looks like it's been moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in 437-1620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And congratulations to Clint from Pensacola, who, speaking of football, picked up those FSU Syracuse Orangemen tickets, and that happens this Saturday at the Doak.
Outstanding. Yeah. So I haven't given a lot of love to this team all day. I did talk to you about the Texas-Oklahoma game, which was great. That was entertaining. I'm not so sure it was entertaining if you're a Texas fan, but I think that girl who said a bad word on the air is going to be a meme too. After remember the other girl from the other week. Anyway, sorority girls in the stands sometimes make themselves famous. Anyway, Alabama's playing Texas A&M, and Alabama is behind in the third quarter, down by 7.
Third down and 14. Again, they would have to get a first down at the 1 yard line. They are in Will Reichard's field goal range. Low snap. Milrow had to go down to get it. Look out from behind. Throws. Got it to Burton. Touchdown, Alabama.
They tied it. And again, about 7 minutes later with the ball, Alabama.
Wide receiver in a slot to the left. And now the backfield empties. Milrow in a crossing route to Burton. Jermaine Burton. Touchdown, Alabama.
Oh, for sure. And then, okay, middle of the fourth quarter, this was wild, okay, because you had A&M was getting ready to punt, right? And so Alabama's going to come in and try to get the block. And you listen to the call, and then we'll tell you what happened.
Can't afford to miss this one.
This one from 41.
And it's blocked by Alabama. And they're going the other way. And it's Chris Braswell down the sideline. Alabama scores. There's a flag down back in midfield.
Or did they? No, there was a blindside hit back at the point they took over the ball. So it went from being 30-17 backwards to being 24-17, which happened a couple of times in this game. There was a call late in the game where Texas A&M got a 39-yard catch. Amazing. But he had stepped out on the 2 yard line and they wound up settling for a field goal. So Alabama winds up beating A&M. Close game, good game. And I'm sure if you're an Alabama fan, you're very excited about it. That's the most pro Alabama sports coverage you'll ever hear from me, an Auburn fan, War Eagle. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for.
Not everybody can sound smart. Future news.
How long until the Casino Beach Pier gets actually renovated, fixed, and back up to its pre-Sally condition? Yes, it's been since Sally.
Isn't that weird? Wow.
I know. Yeah.
A year?
Right.
I forgot about that, yeah.
I think 7 or 8 months. It's supposed to be at least 6 months, and they haven't even gotten the construction company in on it. So, yeah, probably maybe a year. I hope not. Will we rename the Pace Community Center the Don Salter Community Center?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Will James Calkins get his... interesting suggestion to name the Tiger Point Community Center for the Gates family, Don and Matt and whatever.
Yeah, no, but I don't think that's the worst
no,
thing.
No, I don't think that's going to happen, not even a little bit. War with Iran. Will Israel, in its retaliation against Hamas, take the fight to the funders and the organizers in Iran?
Yes, I think they will.
I think it's hard to see. If they can find a target in Iran, I think they will go for it. But, man, that is scary stuff to think about. Very scary stuff to think about. So we'll keep following. Always. See you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening.